At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
We have Vanessa and Akron here, going to try to take down Alyssa today. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Vanessa, I have your five questions here. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win this game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Vanessa, are you ready? I know you are.
I'm ready.
Question one. What ancient civilization was once ruled by pharaohs?
Egyptians.
Question two. In what state can you find Mount St. Helens?
Washington.
Question three. In the movie Mean Girls, what color would the plastics wear to school on Wednesdays?
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Question four. Love Is Like is the name of the summer tour for what artist or band?
Love Is Like? No idea.
All right, final question. Don't be evil was the unofficial motto for this company when it first started. They removed the phrase from their code of conduct in 2018. Don't be evil.
And they removed it in 2018? Did you say when it was founded?
I don't have that in the question, but I can let you know when they were founded.
Uber.
All right, let's get Alyssa back in here, Vanessa. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Yeah, I would not want an evil Uber driver.
No, at all. But I don't know who else. I mean, everybody should not be evil, right?
You would think so. That's a good motto for everyone to live by. Alyssa, right. Meet Vanessa in Akron.
Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Alyssa.
Vanessa did very well. She started off hot. She went 3 for 5 today.
Okay, not bad.
Really? Okay, okay.
So let's find out how you do, Alyssa, compared to Vanessa, your five questions. What ancient civilization was once ruled by pharaohs?
Egypt.
That is correct. In what state can you find Mount St. Helens?
Washington.
Question three. In the movie Mean Girls, what color would the plastics wear to school on Wednesdays?
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Okay, so you have tied today. Here are the final two questions to see if you can get the win. Love Is Like is the name of the summer tour for what artist or band?
Oh, I don't know. Oasis.
Just announced last week, it's Maroon 5.
Ah.
The Love Is Like tour. Final question. Don't be evil was the unofficial motto for this company when it first started. They removed the phrase from their code of conduct in 2018. Don't be evil.
That feels like something to keep in a code of conduct. Wow. I don't know. Snickers.
No, I would not want an evil Snickers bar either.
Right. I said Uber.
The answer is Google.
Oh. Google?
Yeah, they actually had it in their code of conduct and removed it in 2018.
What inspired that?
I don't know. They wanted to be evil after 2018. Like, someone probably caught it. They're like, you know what? We want to be evil in the next few years.
So let's take this out of here.
Let's take it out.
Yeah. We don't want it to bite us in the butt later on.
All right. Final tally after both rounds. We end up in a tie today. Both of you got 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know, because those last two questions were killers, Bill.
Those were tough. Those last two.
Real tough.
Those stumped me real good.
Right.
Well, try again some other day, Vanessa. We loved having you. We do have passes to the Cleveland Museum of Art that we want to give you.
Yay. My name is Vanessa, and I just got my GED barely. I mean, flunked out on Elizabeth College of Knowledge on Q104.
Sarah in Cleveland Heights is next up in the hot seat. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
I have five questions all ready for you.
Hopefully I have five answers.
When you answer them, if you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Sarah?
Let's rock and roll.
Question one. How many cruel stepsisters did Cinderella have?
Two.
Question two. Dave Thomas is the famous founder of what fast food franchise that began in Columbus, Ohio?
Wendy's.
Our third question. The name of the Nickelodeon game show that had physical challenges and slime-filled obstacle courses?
At first I was thinking Legends of the Hidden Temple, but I don't think that's it. Oh, no. Something about Dare?
Oh.
Dare to do it? I don't know. Oh. That's going to haunt me.
Question four. It's been announced that The Comeback on HBO Max will have a third season. The star is what former actress on Friends?
Courtney Cox.
Final question. It's the chosen instrument for musicians like John Coltrane, Kenny G, and Lisa Simpson.
The saxophone.
All right, Sarah. Let's get Alyssa back in here.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio? Who's riding shotgun there with you, Sarah?
My daughter, Hazel Basil.
And how old is Hazel Basil?
She's almost two.
Oh, I could tell she wanted to help out with some of those questions.
She does, yeah. She's saying saxophone, saxophone.
Alyssa, meet Sarah in Cleveland Heights.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
So Sarah did pretty well. She went 3 for 5 today.
Not too bad.
Ugh. Not my best showing.
Yeah, you don't sound very happy with that.
She's going to be mad at herself when she hears the answer to one of the questions.
Oh, it's one of those.
Hopefully Alyssa doesn't get it right either. Here we go. Again, Alyssa needs 3 to tie and 4 to win. Question one. How many cruel Hazel Basil.
Is that who that is back there?
Yes. She's like, why aren't we moving, Mama?
She's doing her own radio show in the backseat there.
Yeah.
How many cruel stepsisters did Cinderella have?
Two.
That is correct. Question two. Dave Thomas is the famous founder of what fast food franchise that began in Columbus, Ohio?
McDonald's?
Whoa. I did not expect you to say that. It's Wendy's. Dave Thomas is the founder of Wendy's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
That looks good for me, maybe.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
Question three. The name of the Nickelodeon game show that had physical challenges and slime-filled obstacle courses?
Double Dare 2000.
Oh.
Double Dare.
Double Dare.
I was there. I was so close.
What did you say?
At first, I was like, maybe Legends of the Hidden Table.
Oh.
But I knew that wasn't it. And then I was like, dare to do it. Dare. I could see the guy and the slime.
You were so close. That was like the same exact time as Legends of the Hidden Temple, too.
My 10-year-old self is very upset.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Question four for Alyssa. It's been announced that The Comeback on HBO Max will have a third season. The star is what former actress on Friends?
Lisa Kudrow.
That is correct.
Oh, man. How did I not get that?
Final question. It's the chosen instrument for musicians like John Coltrane, Kenny G, and Lisa Simpson.
A guitar.
Guitar is incorrect. It is the saxophone.
Oh, okay.
So Sarah got that one correct. However, we do end up in a tie today. So, unfortunately, Ooh. Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
All right. Well, you'll take this one, ma'am.
I'll take this one. You'll get me next time.
You got me this time, Alyssa. All right. Sarah, you and Hazel Basil call back some other day, okay?
We will.
In the meantime, we do have passes for you to the Cleveland Museum of Art.
Great.
My name is Sarah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.